The small suburb Groveport, southeast of Columbus, became a hub for warehouse and distribution centers over the past 40 years. Now city leaders want to do a makeover and hope to revive downtown and draw in more retail, restaurants, and other businesses.
Our Main Street is kind of a blend. You've got some of the older, some stately residential properties combined with the commercial properties. So it's a little bit of a mix.
Groveport's development director, Jeff Green, shows me around the center of town. He says the city has purchased several empty lots to promote business growth. They're also advertising in places like Business First, Columbus Monthly, and the Columbus Dispatch.
So when we're looking here, you know, if we stop for a moment, I see the Bridge Tavern. That's the only, like, restaurant, bar that I see.
In this section, yes. But if you see the little white building down there with the red trim, that's a Little Italy.
I'm going to have the Italian sub.
The family-owned restaurant has been operating on Main Street for 40 years. Manager Avery Ward says takeout and delivery service are doing really well.
Yeah, our weekends couldn't get any busier, really.
Ward says he wouldn't mind some more retail shops nearby, but not necessarily another pizza shop.
We see a lot of repeat regulars, and I think bringing in additional restaurants to the city of Groveport, may be a good thing for the other residents, but other businesses in town, it would definitely have a huge impact on us.
Development Director Jeff Green says the number of residents in Groveport has been growing steadily since 2000. It became a city after the 2010 census. He estimates about 6,000 people now call the city home. During work hours at the warehouses, Green says Groveport expands to about 13,000 people. The city annually collects nearly $11 million from income taxes, the bulk of that money coming from warehouse workers. Groveport residents pay less than $1 million of income taxes a year. More than 7,000 cars a day travel on Main Street.
For some reason, that has not yet translated into retail growth, particularly restaurants, which is sort of a sore spot with the city.
Some new downtown businesses have succeeded.
I like fried bologna with American cheese with ketchup.
You want American
Rick Hansen owns
ketchup?
Handsome Hog, a barbecue spot that opened 8 years ago.
They come over here for lunch, fall in love with it, go back, tell the bosses, and then we do their safety meetings and things like that.
Would you like to see more businesses and, you know, maybe more competition?
Definitely more businesses on the street. That would be great. The competition thing, we don't have any. We're our own competition. However, I would love to see more barbecue everywhere.
Development Director Jeff Green says Groveport competes with nearby communities like Obetz, Canal Winchester, and Lancaster. One of its primary incentives to attract new investment is a 15-year, 100% property tax abatement. Groveport wants more businesses, but to get them, it needs more residents, and that may be even more difficult.
It seems to be a little bit harder to attract restaurants and other types of retail from the outside simply because of a demographic, the number of rooftops, and the number of residents that we have.
Green says about 100 new homes are already in the planning stages. However, now the question is how much land remains for even more housing.
It comes down to available land and how that available land is used, the best and highest use. For the city, the best and highest use is going to produce revenue, the income tax that helps sustain the city.
Green says the city may annex some property from Columbus to enable more growth. He prefers small, locally owned businesses move in to boost the restaurant and shopping environment. This fall, the city plans to offer a series of workshops and a 12-week training program for would-be entrepreneurs. Green says larger businesses are also ready to help.
They're interested. They realize there's a lot of potential here, particularly if you have, say, a restaurant that does a breakfast and lunch business. We feel that we're the perfect market for that.